remember when the phonograph itself had only one speed, 78 RPM? I am O-Lovable Jack Kirk.
Along with me, Nancy.
Inviting you to tune us in every Friday night from 7 to 9 because we play those old songs from those old 78 RPM records and more.
Right here on The Cross, KNNALP, FM 95.7. Jack, were they really that scratchy?
Yeah, and they could break easily, too.
The Lincoln's 55-plus seniors paper is published four times a year. This 32-page, full-size tabloid is designed to educate, inform, inspire, and sometimes amuse their senior readers. They include a full-page calendar of events covering three full months of upcoming activities in Lincoln.
KNNA 95.7, where the temperature is 52.
A not-so-long time ago, in a city you most likely live in, an organization known as KNNA The Cross emerged. As time went on, they grew to such a power that they soon created the radio station. And with it, a mighty tower. With such power brings great responsibility. KNNA 95.7 knows they cannot do it alone. With great hope, they sent out a message to all who would listen.
You do not want to change the radio station.
I do not want to change the radio station.
You wish to subscribe to KNNA.
I wish to subscribe to KNNA.
You will go to thecross957.org and subscribe.
I see your point, sir.
I will go to thecross957.org and subscribe.
May the radio be with
you. 5678.
What are we listening to, Ashley?
Notes from the Stage
on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
Good to be back.
Woohoo!
It is. I'm glad you're back, David.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was all right. It was very filling.
Good.
It was very filling. Not as filling as I wanted it to be. I always intend to, eat three plates of food because, I mean, how often do you get to eat all you want? Do you get like the social pass to eat all that you possibly can?
Yes.
But then I feel like I always miss out on the opportunity because I could just get full too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to pace yourself those days.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I'm, of course, like the recluse that right after I get done eating, I just go take a nap. Just find myself a little quiet corner and take myself a nap.
You don't sit around and watch football with the family?
Well, that's what DVR is for.
Oh.
So I'll still watch football. It's just going to be at a different time.
I'm not as big. My interest in football is probably at an all-time low these days.
Yeah.
And I really don't know why. I've just kind of gotten away from it.
Oh, it's like you don't know why?
I don't know why.
Huskers aren't doing well. Didn't do so hot this year.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, mm-hmm. wah, wah. We just
Says
don't have the advantages
we used to. Only Wisconsin fan in the room.
And we are still undefeated.
You're a Wisconsin fan?
Go Badgers.
How dare you?
Oh, and she's also
How dare you?
Go Buffs. Sorry. Okay, so quick backstory.
You shut your mouth.
Backstory on that. Callie was born in Colorado, but why I say go Buffs, I was, a few years back, I was watching a, I think we were playing Colorado, and one of their cheerleaders was annoying the daylights out of me on the quick transitions for commercials, and she just kept saying, go, bath. So ever since then, I can't let it go. Like, it's just, it stuck with me. So anyway, our first song tonight is a good one. I actually picked it for my grandma.
It's a good one.
It is, yeah.
It better
They're
be.
They're all good.
They're all
ones.
Good.
I was
going to
say, do we deliberately not play good music here sometimes? That's not a thing.
No.
That's
not a thing. No.
No.
I picked it. She had her 90th birthday last week, So I picked one in, I guess, honor of her. It's, this is one of her more favorite musicals. So. Hmm.
Well, good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Right? Happy birthday. Woohoo.
Shall we just play it then?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm sorry. Show business isn't for me. I'm going back to Allentown.
What was that word you just said? Allentown? I'm offering you a chance to star in the... What was that word you just said?
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song.
So we apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the song.
Oh my god.
It, you know, I played the one and it decided it was like, no, I want to play this one.
David did his job correctly. I saw something different on the TV screen, on our screen that we can see for the show, and it was my fault. So I apologize.
Oh.
It wasn't on your end, David. Oh, it was mine.
Really?
Yeah.
This is
what makes it fun.
Live
radio,
you
everyone.
You just never know what you're going to get.
I prefer to blame the machinery. Technological battle of wills.
As old Uncle
man
Jack
versus
calls
machine.
Them, the gremlins are up here again.
Yes.
A contest as old as the 80s.
Amen to that. Okay, so that song we just heard for my grandmama was Younger Than Springtime. Swung.
swung.
So we're not only having technical difficulties up here, we're having verbal difficulties.
I'm trying to think of a way of blaming the computer for that. I'm afraid you're on your own.
Over here. That was by William Tabbert from South Pacific.
Oh boy. It's been a Thursday for Ashley, apparently.
It's been a long night for us. So there's two songs, Roger and Hammerstein for, let's see, The Loneliness of Evening,
mm-hmm.
I guess. They ended up taking it out and using, or not using.
Taking it out of South Pacific?
They took the words. It was just the orchestra. It was intro type music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or background. Roger and Hammerstein's took it and reused it for Cinderella.
Hmm.
Random.
I'll
for
be darned.
You're welcome. And the other one that was kind of odd, another song on there, Suddenly Lucky, it was during a soft shoe shuffle that they did at the Thanksgiving show in the movie.
Hmm.
They took it and reused it for The King and I.
I'll be darned.
They rewrote it, like, did different words and stuff. But
you know, you kind of find that with, like, the older movies,
mm-hmm.
you know, the 40s
the
and
older
50s.
Movie musicals.
Yeah.
And
like
they cross
I'll,
over
I'll,
a lot.
Yeah. I think I was watching, like, Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a song in the background from some other musical. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, they reuse some of the music for other shows. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That is cool. I mean, most of the same people working on all these different shows at that time, I imagine, is the reason.
Yeah.
Like, weren't all these, most of the movie musicals were produced by the same studio, weren't
produced
they?
Produced or composed and
yeah,
the music and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was doing
yeah.
some research
that makes sense.
For ones, like, in the 40s, because the actors and actresses were under contract, so the production companies were trying to produce as many movies as they could, so they would. So, like, you know, Frank Sinatra, he had, like, 10 or 12 or more movies just in the 40s. Like, it was just back to back to back. Like, they were working on more than one at a time.
Man.
It's crazy.
That guy must have stayed busy.
Yeah. Judy Garland was another one that had a lot. Gene Kelly.
Well, because they were, because they were contracted.
Yeah.
And everything that they had to stay.
They had to do them.
They had to keep working on all these shows back to back. They couldn't stop.
Really?
So, yeah, they had to put out so many movies per year.
Yep.
Because it was in their contract.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Through, like, MGM or something like that.
Yep. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You don't think about, like, you it's easy to kind of look at the glamour of that sort of life, but you know they sign pretty grueling contracts. A lot of these show
yeah.
business people.
Well, and also
know?
How people are treated.
Mm-hmm.
Like Judy Garland, they made her smoke cigarettes so it would
deepen her voice. Really?
No, so it would keep her body tiny. It would make her look more like a younger girl.
Wow.
She was 16 when she played the part, and she was supposed to play like a 13-year-old.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, they made,
jeez.
And like, they would limit what she could eat. I mean,
that's rough.
Which, I mean, I don't know what it's like in Hollywood now. I mean, I wonder if some of the stuff is the same, but.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, there is rigors to any profession.
Yep.
But,
yeah,
that's pretty. That's pretty tough. My goodness.
Yeah, but that had to be hard, though, back then, just because they were going from movie to movie.
Yeah.
Which is like now, you might do, an actor may do one movie, you know.
Every couple of years.
Every couple
of
years,
like
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like that. I wonder, it does seem like that. Like, you'll see somebody in a movie, and then it'll be years before you see them again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the contracts that they sign look like, or if they sign contracts, if it's by a
I don't know, or if it's just
basis.
By film or something.
I don't think they're employed by the production companies. I think it's all independent.
Like whoever's producing the film and things like that,
they
I
go
guess.
Out and sign the actors.
Yeah, I know it's changed how they do it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly
what it outlines
how it changed to.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody ever comes calling for me to be in a movie, I'll let you guys know.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds good. Ashley will keep us all informed.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know what the... You know, how it all works out.
We'll be waiting on pins.
Yeah. Well, might be a long wait.
Okay, we won't wait on pins then.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. So, you
well,
more?
I was just going to say, my mom told what she just messaged me
oh.
and said
mm-hmm.
that.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Like all those athletes. All those
yeah.
NFL players. Hi, Mom.
Yep. Mickey Rooney was another one that she said. Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland actually did.
Oh, they did a lot
of
together.
Yeah, they did.
Together.
Yeah.
I want to say probably 10 plus.
Did you even know Lucille Ball was on a few of them? I don't know why.
Was she?
Just, like, Lucille Ball just, I don't know.
She doesn't
I didn't really,
catch
she did
me as somebody.
That many. But she did.
She doesn't catch me also as somebody who's in musicals. I guess her voice really didn't.
She's not your, like, atypical gorgeous singer type.
Yeah,
she doesn't sound like she has a singer's voice, does she?
Not especially.
I only thought she did, like, a handful of movies, but there was quite a few when I did my research.
Lucille Ball was a boss, quite literally. She was, I think she was an executive at Paramount for a time.
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
I think she was. Yeah,
she is actually a little bit of fun trivia here. She was actually one of the people we have to thank for giving us Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah, She was. She was on
so
the board
go,
at
Carl.
Paramount, and we have Lucy from I Love Lucy to thank for giving us Star Trek.
Do you know
would
how
not have been for her?
Like what she? Oh, because she said, okay, let's do it, or something
at
Paramount?
Yeah, I don't know the precise ins and outs of it, but there was a short list of programs that Lucille Ball really took under her wing, and she just really personally made sure that they happened, and Star Trek was one of them.
Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love learning new things.
I know,
it's
right?
a little bit of an aside, but...
No, it's perfect.
So...
Now I'm picturing Spock and McCoy singing a Broadway show tune. And it's in a very amusing picture to me.
I'm actually really picturing like a Star Trek musical.
It'd be like one of those hate
I'm
banter songs.
It hasn't been made.
Who knows?
That'd be exciting.
They're fresh out of ideas, they're looking for remakes and sequels, so maybe at some point.
That is true. So, should we play another song for everybody?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Show business isn't for me. I'm going back to Allentown.
What was that word you just said? Allentown? I'm offering you a chance to star in the biggest musical Broadway scene in 20 years, and you say Allentown? Come on along and listen to... Lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi. Early in the morning, Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep.
circuit. Give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Offium's office, and he was saying to me, Rouse, get yourself some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent, and in jig time, you'll be being booked in a big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks, Papa.
You ain't getting 88 cents from me, Rose.
Then I'll get it. Shriners, I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts. Got the dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot.
Okay, so we played two songs back to back.
Because we can.
Because we can. And we want to play more music for everybody. Yeah. So, you know, nobody wants to hear our voices a whole lot.
I think my parents
do. I don't know, maybe.
I like to hear our voices.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well,
we sound so pretty.
You know, that's fun.
Pretty.
So the first song we played was Lullaby of Broadway from the famous Broadway show 42nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the 1984 Broadway show.
So famous, so famous. I haven't seen it, but that's no.
that's a lot of stuff we found, David.
It's true. That's no
one more for the bin.
No reflection on its renown that I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Now the second one we played was Some People from Gypsy. There was Ethel Merman and
Stephen Sondheim.
There you go. I couldn't say that last name, even if I tried.
You know, it's funny. I had just got done telling David and Ashley off air while the song was playing. I was like, oh, I love Ethel Merman. She's just, she's a hoot.
Yeah.
And I come back to sit down at my chair, and I have a text from my mom saying, I love her, or I love Ethel.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, see, it's my mother who introduced me to all this fun stuff that we're sharing with everybody.
There you go.
So.
Gypsy.
Yes.
Yes. What do you have to say?
Barbara Streisand.
What?
Barbara Streisand.
Uh-huh.
What about her?
Was rumored in about 1989 or so.
She hasn't told you yet.
She just
calm thyself.
What
did she do?
She just totally jumped around me.
What did she do?
I'm actually just being really rude. And
I was like, I got my notes. What'd she do then? What'd your research say?
I didn't do any research.
I want to know what the Streisand woman did.
Yes, please.
Tell us.
Oh, I'm going to fire Callie.
Fine. You do this by yourself.
I'll still be here.
Okay, David
don't
will
I
be
count?
Here. Yep, there we go.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so back to the thing. Sorry, 1989, she started putting out rumors that she was going to play in Gypsy as Mama Rose. She also wanted Madonna to play Louise. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, even in like 2012, she even went out and started, not remaking, but she did like covers of some of the songs of Some People and Rose's Turn. But the whole time she's been having trouble finding financing through it.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to finally get a screenwriter to help out.
But everybody else hasn't really been.
The backers, it's the backing for it. She even had in 2012, she even had ideas out of like Lady Gaga coming out as Louise instead.
Oh, wow.
Right? Random.
That would be fun. I'd watch that version.
Right? But I think it's been too long now. I think
gotcha.
Barbara's trying to get...
I mean, she didn't have enough money to foot the bill.
Right? I think she's getting a little...
A woman's got to be loaded. I mean, come on.
By now, you'd sure think.
She should just get a GoFundMe page.
I'm going to give to Barbara Streisand's GoFundMe.
Right?
Because she doesn't have enough money.
So... I guess in 2016, she decided that she will no longer be playing in Gypsy. She's just going to direct it.
Oh.
But in 2017, she, once again, was still having trouble. She had all her backers. It was about $50 million to make this film, is what she was estimating. And one of the four, I guess, dropped out. So right now it's still on the back burner.
So it may
happen. This woman has been trying since 1989 to get this thing off the ground, and
wow. That's some dedication right there.
And you would think with the name power,
yeah,
that she had. I mean,
she has been trying to get this made.
Even Tom Hanks was going to be Herbie. She even had him listed down.
Really?
Yeah. So
you'd think that people would,
yeah, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Tom Hanks, Barbara Streisand. You would think. These are big people. Like,
yeah.
You would think we would be going somewhere with it. Nothing.
Hmm. Do you happen to know why? Like,
no.
what's tying it up?
No. Huh. No. It never once said.
Very strange.
Just multiple reasons. Again, there's multiple things that just keep coming up between financing to...
Is there something wrong? Is there something with the rights to the show? Or
no.
Huh.
No. I mean, they had a screenwriter. Julian Fellows was one who was ready to write it.
It'll happen at some point.
It might, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So all these fun factoids you get to listen right here on KNNLP. Stop it! KNNALP 95.7 FM. And right now you are listening to Notes from the Stage.
Yeah.
Control. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my pocket.
That is a fun song. Why were we playing that song? That's like a pop song.
Yeah. Well, yes.
I mean,
but
sure.
Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick both play trolls in Princess Poppy and
Branch.
It? Branch. Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're the names of trolls in the movie Trolls.
Oh, okay. So it is from a musical.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so we actually played that song because it made us think. What was it? Last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trolls came out with a
Christmas
kind of little
special.
Holiday special. Yeah. A little holiday special. I think it was like, a half an hour or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes
maybe. I thought it was going to be longer than that.
Yeah.
Maybe I was a little too hopeful. And it was about a half hour.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah. So
I don't understand the trolls thing.
No,
I don't.
Come on.
I didn't see the movie. It's another one on the pile that I haven't seen.
Well, no.
It's based on.
Did you
like
own
they
trolls
added a
at all? Did you have family?
See,
own
see
trolls?
Those are the things I don't understand. Like they've been around since forever.
Yeah.
And they just sort of resurge every like 3 years. You'll see trolls around.
I just sold all of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I was keeping them for giggles, I guess. I don't know. I always thought they would come back to resell them or for children or whatever.
See,
they're not. Even with the movie released, I would have thought like their stock or whatever would have gone up.
Stuff
but it didn't.
Thinking
really?
Stuff would come back out. Yeah,
yeah,
but they made all like the new troll dolls, basically,
yeah.
That were in the movie.
I mean, I collect all of the stone tummy ones.
Oh, yeah.
I had all the colors, and then I made sure I not only had the colors, but I had them in all the different shapes. So
are
the hearts,
they
the stars,
who are they for precisely? Are they for kids? Because like there are troll collectors. Like
yeah, I was one.
Well, I mean, look at Beanie Babies. They were for everybody.
I mean, a few hundred
kids and adults. I mean, adults were fighting over them.
Right.
So,
Beanie
I mean, just
Babies.
Like trolls. Trolls were. I mean, I don't think they were as big as the Beanie Babies and stuff like that.
No.
Beanie Baby thing was strange too.
Yeah,
I had a lot of those too.
I have a ton.
I
of
just
those.
Sold mine.
Did y'all see?
Basement.
Did y'all
see?
Did y'all see that hoax that was floating around Facebook for a while? And it was a meme. It just had a picture of a Beanie Baby bear, and it was covered in tiny little spiders. And it said, I think it said something like, all the spiders' eggs inside the Beanie Babies have begun to hatch.
Oh, my land, are you serious?
You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, there were.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, you know. It was,
well, yeah, if you open up a Beanie Baby, it looks like spider eggs.
That's what it looks like,
yeah.
And, of course, it was fake, but then there were also people flipping out. And,
oh, geez. I bet.
spiders!
The spider eggs are going to start hatching out of my Beanie Babies, and I've been collecting these for years.
That would be something of a nightmare. I mean, I had a lot of Beanie Babies, and I am scared to death
of
spiders. So that would be nightmare achieved.
Special to see.
Oh, my.
So really quick, I want to say this before we kind of go to our next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trolls, I found this out today. Apparently Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake are coming back for a sequel in 2020.
Shut the front
February,
door.
February 14th, 2020. Mm-hmm.
Another great movie for me to not watch.
I need to put something in my calendar.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, David. We just kind of know that you've probably never seen any of
this
stuff that we talked
I
about
just,
here.
I want to watch all this stuff, but there's just so much to watch. It's... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, the list is getting long.
We started when we were kids. I mean, our moms would, literally, we would sit downstairs and just watch old
just
movies
watch.
With our moms.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Or upstairs, I guess, probably.
Yep. Well,
for you.
Now I guess we DVR them. Like the Harvey Girls were just on.
Yep.
And I don't think I've seen that one yet, so we've DVR'd
it. It's kind of a lost Judy Garland movie. Not a whole lot of people have.
Yeah, we kind of fast forward to see if I would recognize the music, if it would jog a memory, but... I don't think I've ever seen it, so
it's a good one.
It's
but
on
I like
my
pretty
list
much all of Judy
weekend.
Garland's movies, so all good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if Penny comes over this weekend, that's a hint, hint, Callie,
and hint, hint, Grandma. Grandma, sorry,
yep,
but
Grandma.
I think Ashley's gonna steal Penny for Friday night.
She's potentially gonna watch the Harvey Girls with me and my mama.
So if you want to contact us here,
yeah, we got a few
for
social media accounts.
Ashley's really good at all this technology stuff. I don't do that. I do Facebook, but I don't do Twitter. But I'm getting better at it now. So that's why we started it, so that we could have, if anybody wanted to follow us on Twitter, they can reach us at where?
At NFTS957.
So basically, notes from the stage. From the stage, just 957. The initials. Yeah. And then you can also find us on Facebook. We started a Facebook page.
Yes, and that one's called Notes from the Stage. Real original, I know. And we even have an email account, so if you want to...
If you want to send us information about a birthday or an anniversary you want to shout out to, or something you just want to say to somebody, something nice and friendly.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Or if there's something that you want to hear on the radio, we don't do live requests, but we do... if there's anything that anybody wants to hear or something, just... You know,
we'll try to see if we can accommodate that.
Send us a note.
Doing requests.
Yep.
Neat.
So what's that address?
And that is notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
All one word. Yep.
All lowercase. Yes. No capitalization on that.
Yes.
So.
Contact us.
Yep.
Have at it.
Hey, and guess what?
What?
Next up is our Disney extravaganza.
Woo!
Keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't.
Hey guys, okay, so it looks like we were having some technical difficulties.
But we think we figured it out.
Yes, you're still listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM. This is Notes from the Stage with Callie and Ashley and our wonderful producer, David.
Hello.
So let's try this again. We're going to start with our intro. Let's do this.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I now.
bothered me anyway. That was Let It Go from the Disney film Frozen.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Right. Whether or not you want to.
True.
So we chose this song. There was some, I guess, there's a lawsuit that's out now.
This about June, time.
Right? Somebody. Anyway.
Somebody this, sue somebody for that song.
It's only been 4 years since it came out, so you might as well have a lawsuit. Right?
Now.
This yeah. Chilean singer, Jamie Sierra. I'm going to butcher these names because they're Spanish. Sorry.
Well, you probably just say, like...
We'll just say Jamie.
There you
we'll
go.
We'll just go with that because that one I can pronounce.
There you sure. go.
He had a song, Volar. Once mm-hmm. again, not sure how to say that. In 2008, supposedly that word is translated to fly or let it go. He's saying that Disney ripped.
What?
Yep, they say Disney. He is saying Disney ripped him off. That the combinations, like the note combinations, the structure, the hooks, the melodies, the lyrics, the themes, the production, even the texture of the song, is his.
Songs have texture.
That's what he's. That's.
Okay.
I mean, that's. What
okay,
he's,
Jamie.
So is this a whole another thing, like with Vanilla Ice and the.
Yep.
Ding 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 ding. It's a lot like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, under so, pressure.
Yep.
Get the, so he's.
Side note. Sorry about that, guys.
He's suing them for infringement worth $250 million.
I wonder if his funny. Case is going to be undermined, like you said, with. The fact that this song is now 4 years old.
Yeah.
It seems a little shady to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder... Yeah, I just... Yeah, I don't know. Seems a little shady. I mean...
I doubt this will go very far, but it's not just Disney that he's trying to sue. He's also suing Idina Menzel... How is her name? The singer.
Ida Mendez.
No,
I think.
Not Menzel. Menzel, yeah.
Idina Menzel.
Is yep. it?
Menzel. And then Demi Lovato. I mean, he's... going after everyone who had anything to do with this song.
Hmm.
Even ones who just covered the song.
See, that sounds pretty silly to me. I mean, I'm all for suing somebody for that song because I'm very tired of the song.
Right.
No,
sorry we played that then, David.
It's
our bad.
You know, it's fine. It's completely okay, but it's just... I'm all for a lawsuit for that song, you know, sort of like the people suing McDonald's for making their coffee too hot, you know, just have yeah. at it for yeah. sure. But
well, I listened to this other song just for giggles.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound anything like it.
Yeah.
I mean, not obviously even the words are gonna be, one's in Spanish, but and I don't know that much Spanish, but
yeah.
it still doesn't sound, the music itself, the background doesn't sound.
This really
like
smells
it.
Like a publicity stunt to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if he's just doing it for the attention that it will get.
That maybe play people will buy his music or
yeah,
something like
maybe
that.
People will buy his
oh,
music.
I listen to it.
Cause
like,
a big stir.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Yeah, people will be checking it out and talking about it on the radio and.
Yeah, maybe it'll, yeah.
We're playing right into his hands.
Yep. So anyway, I saw that come through on the news, and I thought that was pretty giggle-worthy. So that's why we had to play it.
There you go.
Let's go and play the other one.
All right.
Katie, listen once, if not to me, to your own self. Wherever it wants you to go.
someone who needs you as he did from the start, to the someone who waits for you to follow your heart. Katie.
I must not listen to him.
Follow Your Heart from the Broadway show Plain and Fancy.
Yep.
And that was originally out when?
It was January 7th, 1955.
Yeah.
So I guess this was one of the first plays that came out that was about the Amish community.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So mainly it's about some New York City socialites. They are taking a wedding gift to an Amish community, and it kind of ensues from there. All of the, there's like some romantic overtures, as it said. I've never seen this play or anything, but it sounds kind of good.
Yeah, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
I guess random little tidbit or a little note. This play is produced every year at the Round Bar Theater in Napanee. There we go. Indiana. And it's been there since 1986. It's had about 3,500 shows.
So that's, oh, darn.
Yeah.
Is the Napanee Theater, is that a professional theater, or is that, is it like a community, is it like a community theater that puts that on?
Yeah, it's a community.
It's a community theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's cool.
I was going to look into it, but I didn't. I ran out of time.
I wonder why they play it every year. Or, like, do a production of it every year.
I don't know. It's just their
it's
jam.
It's just their tradition.
Cool. Yeah.
If you had a theater, you'd be doing Wizard of Oz every year.
Well, duh.
There you go. Some theaters do that. The college theater at my hometown, they produced a version of Christmas Carol every year.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Every single year.
Well, in the Columbian Theater in Winnebago, Kansas, that's where the Wizard of Oz Festival is every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they also
which
have
is awesome.
Yeah. And they have a Wizard of Oz museum there, too, and a couple other things or whatever. But they put on a production of the Wizard of Oz every single year for the festival.
Hmm.
But,
now,
which, yeah.
Have you read all the books?
No.
No, you haven't?
I
oh,
have
they're
not.
So,
no,
they're really
not.
Good.
I've only gotten through six.
Oh.
Six. I was about to throw out there that, there's no, like, they're not good enough.
Are there significantly more than six?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Says
there's
you've read
like
more
12,
than I have.
Like 12 or 13 books.
Jeez.
They just continue to go and all. Like, it, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Are they still being written?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
was going to say.
But this next year, we're going. Because I got myself a silver jacket. I just need to get silver britches.
She's talking about...
the Wizard of Oz Festival.
Yeah, she's talking about the Wizard of Oz Festival.
I'm
going
to go as...
Oh, you're going as Tin Man? Okay.
Oh, it's
going
to happen. I was trying to... I have a jacket now.
I was trying to make sense of this remark.
Well, she has a Dorothy dress.
We go... Okay, we go every year to a Wizard of Oz Festival.
Except for this year, because we were special.
This year, we didn't. Just Penny was just, you know, she was only 5-6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just...
And then I was also going through treatments still.
Yeah, you're going through your treatments, and we had a lot of other stuff going on that weekend.
And you're bringing back a radio show.
And we were trying to get ready for this to start up, yeah.
Yep.
So it was just, we didn't get a chance to go, but I had gone 5 years in a row, and then I missed this one. But it's okay. It'll always be there. But we, we'll go next year. We'll go next year.
I wasn't aware that is there a Wizard of Oz festival here in Nebraska or?
No. It's in Winnebago, Kansas.
Ah, I see.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a museum there that has, a lot of like different, like, a lot of Wizard of Oz memorabilia. And oh my goodness gracious, everybody.
I was just
going
to say,
I did not even realize what time it was.
Time flies when you're having fun.
We've enjoyed our time right here on Notes from the Stage. And when are we here? Every Thursday night.
From 5 to 6.
Yep. Every Thursday night from 5 to 6. Yeah.